Hello again, Brad Crandall here for NBC's Monitor 65. Just ahead, a look at the weekend sporting scene. And of course, we'll have continuing reports on Gemini 5, now in the final hours of its historic flight through space. The new Christy Minstrels right now with the result of a nationwide poll. Everybody loves Saturday night.
Everybody loves Saturday night. Everybody loves Saturday night. Everybody, 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 everybody loves Saturday night.
Vacation driving dulls your mental sharpness when you can't afford to be dull. Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets help quicken physical reactions, fight off dullness that can occur even though you're well-rested. Yet No-Doze is as safe as coffee. Avoid a fizzle trip vacation. Pick up No-Doze and a free No-Doze trip organizer in your drugstore's vacation aid department. Baseball, football, golf. You name it, Bill Mazur will tell us about it. Bill?
Thank you, Brad. In Major League Baseball, first in the American League, the Cleveland Indians rallied to nip the league-leading Minnesota Twins 6-5, overcoming a 5-2 lead Twins starter Jim Perry had carried into the eighth inning. The Chicago White Sox gained a full game on the Twins with a 5-3 win over the Red Sox. Juan Pizarro got credit for his third win in four starts since coming off the disabled list a month ago, and Floyd Robinson got three hits, a triple, and two singles to lead the Chicago attack. Second-place White Sox now behind the Twins by 8 games. Third-place Baltimore fell into a virtual tie with the Indians and the Detroit Tigers. The Birds dropped a 5-4 decision to the Washington Senators. The Orioles appeared to have pulled the game out thanks to a 3-run rally in the top of the ninth, but the Senators came back for 3 of their own in the home half. Jim King's pinch single with the bases loaded was the decisive blow. Other American League teams are playing night games, New York at Kansas City, Detroit at Los Angeles. In the National League, only two day games. The Braves, who were on top of the standings just a week ago, lost their fifth straight game today, a 3-1 setback at the hands of the Chicago Cubs. Billy Williams drove in all three runs for the winners with a home run and a single. The defeat dropped the Braves into fourth in the tightly packed pennant chase. They've lost seven of their last eight. And the Pirates of Pittsburgh were stopped by the Houston Astros 9-6 in the seesaw battle. The Pirates had a seven-game win streak snap. Jim Wynn hit a three-run homer in the seventh to put the Astros ahead for good. Rounding out the National League schedule, those games under the lights, Los Angeles at Philadelphia, San Francisco at New York, St. Louis at Cincinnati. Come what may, the Dodgers will still hold the top rung at the conclusion of tonight's action. In exhibition pro football in the National Football League, Chicago Bears 28, Los Angeles Rams 14, rookie halfback Gale Sayers showed a good advantage. 93-yard kickoff return, 77-yard punt return. He threw a 25-yard touchdown pass on a handoff. Philadelphia 34, New York 13. The Eagles, led by the running and passing of sub-quarterback Jackie Concannon, who scored one touchdown and passed for another. On the turf at Saratoga, Buck Passer, home first. Stablemate Impressive was second. Indulto third in the $110,000 hopeful stakes. At Arlington, odds-on favorite Tom Rolfe captured the $100,000 Arlington Classic. Royal Gunner was second. Sumup finished third. In golf at Akron, three rounds of the $100,000 American Golf Classic. Al Geiberger enjoys a five-stroke lead over Bobby Nichols thanks to a 1-under par 69 despite the wind, rain, and cold. Geiberger has a 54-hole total of 208. Nichols, 213. Arnold Palmer, 214. Johnny Pott and George Newson are at 215. In tennis at Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, Australians Roy Emerson and Fred Staley advanced to the semifinals. They beat Cliff Buchholz and Ed Newman 6-3, 6-8, 16-14, and 7-5. Also in the semis, Gene Scott and Arthur Ashe, who beat Jim Osborne and Jerry Cromwell 6-4, 14-12, 10-8. At the North Shore Country Club in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the talk today is all about Clyde Coffle and Rocco Use. Coffle and Use were playing as partners in a foursome. They're trailing badly as they reach the 14th tee. Said Coffle, "We need a couple of aces to catch up." So saying, he swung his four iron. The ball landed 15 inches from the hole on the fly and bounced into the cup. Said Use, "I'm going to put mine right on top of yours." Straight and true traveled his ball 183 yards to the pin, and in it went. A pair of aces that undoubtedly led to a full house back at the 19th hole. This is Bill Mazur for Monitor Sports.
Thanks, Bill. Sporting news throughout your Monitor weekend, which means every weekend. Hey, songwriters, if you were thinking about writing a tune about a Spanish cricket, forget it. It's already been done. Here's Jimmy Bauer with the result. Here's a thought. A frightening one for some youngsters, a kind of welcome one for some parents. The end of August is the beginning of school in some areas of our country. Down in Kentucky, a first grader slipped in the hall and skinned his knee, and a teacher who witnessed the fall said, "Remember, big boys don't cry." The boy said, "No, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to sue." In just a minute, the latest on our space flyers. Meanwhile, stay tuned to the Monitor Beacon.
Your all-night host is Long John Neble on the conversation station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Another Wetson's is now open in Lodi, New Jersey. It's located where Essex Street meets Route 17 in Lodi, west of Modell's. Wetson's has something new in southern fried chicken. Using fresh, tender, country-fed chicken, Wetson's southern fries it with a golden crust to a flavor-savoring, mouth-watering, chicken-eating treat. Just taste it. You'll say chicken was never southern fried to taste like this before. And hear this, Wetson's chicken dinner with French fried potatoes, only 69 cents. And how about a picnic at home or down at the beach with a Wetson's family-sized bucket of chicken? It's only $1.49. Eat hearty. It's a chicken-eating pleasure at Wetson's. And other Wetson's food favorites, U.S. finest hamburger, 15 cents, golden brown French fries, 15 cents. Fillet of fish sandwich, 24 cents. Wetson's thick shakes, 22 cents. And don't forget to enter Wetson's Mets baseball contest, win a pair of box seat tickets to a Mets home night game. 16 tickets each home night game, no purchase necessary. Rules at every Wetson's. For other locations, check your phone book.
This is Jay Barbree reporting from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston. Gemini 5 is on its last leg of trip number 112 around Earth over the Pacific with 8 more revolutions remaining. Flight controllers here have decided to bring astronauts Gordon Cooper and Charles Conrad back to Earth one orbit early because of Tropical Storm Betsy. The storm is moving toward the primary recovery area and could possibly be there by tomorrow morning. Flight Director Eugene Kranz decided during the past hour to move the primary recovery vessel, the aircraft carrier Lake Champlain, to a point in the Atlantic located 276 statute miles southwest of Bermuda. Some late details from Al Chop at Gemini Control.
At this time, the Gemini 5 spacecraft is in drifting flight. Its rates are damped out, and the platform is powered up to ensure hydrogen venting does not reoccur. Flight Director Gene Kranz states that failure of additional thrusters on the Gemini 5 indicates we may be running out of OMS fuel. For that reason, he has placed the spacecraft in a drifting flight mode, at least for the present.
Weathermen here say besides Tropical Storm Betsy, there is a cold front with showers moving down from the northern Atlantic, but the new recovery area is not expected to be affected. The new recovery zone will bring astronauts Cooper and Conrad back to Earth 1 hour and 5 minutes short of their planned 8-day flight at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow. Jay Barbree, NBC News, Houston.
NBC radio and television coverage of the Gemini splashdown will start at 7 a.m. Sunday instead of the previously mentioned 8 a.m. in view of the earlier end now scheduled for that flight.
Come on over to the L&M side.
The L&M side is for people who want taste and plenty of it. When you think about it, that's plenty.
Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M.
For the cigarette you can taste.
The last weekend in August. A time for end-of-season parties, the end of some summer romances, and a time for closing summer places. The nights grow longer and cooler. On the farms, the silos are filled. In the hills, greenish browns and yellows suggest the splashes of color to come. And in the city, you can tell summer's over because the store windows are featuring fur coats and ski clothes. Here's Vic DeMone.
Turn around. No more talking. Turn around. Just keep walking. My heart just can't take another lie, and I can't be just another guy. Just another guy. You started. Look at me, broken hearted. I never knew I was carrying you. I can't go on knowing that I do, knowing that I
on Monitor, your mobile dealer, who makes traveling easier, brings you your mobile travel guide of the air. Today, we'll visit the 1880 train ride in the Black Hills of South Dakota. You know, you see America best when you see your mobile dealer first, and there's a good reason. Your mobile dealer is specially trained to take the guesswork out of travel. With America's first frankly rated travel guide, he can tell you in advance how good the food, lodging, and sightseeing really are and what the cost will be. He can show you the best roads to take and supply you with the courtesies and quality products that make your travel carefree, trouble-free. So, be sure to stop by your friendly mobile dealer soon. To see America best, see your mobile dealer first. Now, the sounds of the steam railroading are not the sounds you'll hear today, but happily, there are a few places in our land where the old sights and sounds of steam railroading have been saved for posterity. And now, your mobile travel guide of the air takes you to one of them in South Dakota.
Hello, Monitor. That's the old steam train coming in from a trip through the Black Hills, one of the great natural wonders of America. Lots to see and marvel at in these parts. And here to give us some tips on how to do it best is Bill Heckman of the Black Hills Railroad. How often does the 1880 train run?
We have 7 departures a day. We have 4 departures a day from the headquarters at Hill City. And then we have 3 round trips a day out of Keystone. That's the same train, you see, working back and forth between these two terminals and then giving the folks a 20-mile ride. Running right along the base of Mount Rushmore and Mount Harney on some of the steepest grades in America. Real beautiful ride.
Wonderful. Bill, what are the prices for the 1880 train ride?
Well, the adults pay $2.75 for a 20-mile round trip. And youngsters who are under 12, it's $1.25. Then, of course, as on any railroad, anyone under 6 years of age goes as our guest.
How about nightlife, Bill? Is there anything for families to do at night here?
Well, there are just an awful lot of things. For example, there's the Passion Play up there at Spearfish, and then way down at Hot Springs, we have the Crazy Horse Pageant. Custer features its Fly Spec Billy show. Deadwood has the Ghost of Deadwood Gulch up there. Rockerville features what they call a melodrama. It's just an awful lot to do.
Bill, let's touch on the origin of the 1880 train.
Well, the 1880 train came into being when a number of Americans realized that dieselization was about to push the steam locomotive right off the map. Over 4,000 Americans subscribed to a drive that was made about 10 years ago. They came from every state in the Union, every province in Canada, and we even had subscriptions from 9 overseas nations. And that's how the Black Hills Central Railroad got started. That's what gives the 1880 train its start. Today, instead of just one locomotive, we now have 10 steamers. We have a lot of vintage equipment, and we have over 50,000 persons a year coming around here to ride on this 1880 train.
Well, thanks, Bill Heckman, for a wonderful visit here at the 1880 train. And this has been Ralph Canary for your mobile travel guide of the air.
There's lots more to see in the Black Hills. Crazy Horse Memorial, Custer State Park, Deadwood, Hot Springs, Jewel Cave, Mount Rushmore. These are only a few of the places you'll find listed in the Mobile Travel Guide. Yet with the Mobile Travel Guide in hand, you know, your trained mobile dealer is a one-man travel bureau. He can give you accurate, frank ratings on over 20,000 establishments, latest information on places to visit, even hard-to-get information about babysitters and special facilities for children and pets. And on the road, your mobile dealer is your local travel guide, trained to know his area to help make your visit to his community more enjoyable. Remember, he has the reliable, easy help you figure out the best anywhere, and can even get the latest road information in advance. So, remember, anywhere you go, there's a mobile dealer ready to help you with good advice, and of course, the good products essential to travel, including mobile oil, mobile tires, and mobile premium high-energy gasoline. It all adds up to a better trip for you. Yes, you see America best when you see your mobile dealer first. Tomorrow, your mobile travel guide takes you to Wyandotte Cave, in Indiana. Joe Harnell and the Taste of Honey. Ever stop to think what makes a big city big? It's not population, it's people. No matter what a city's population may be, it's only as big as its community spirit. Some people just sit back and let George do it when it comes to taking part in community affairs. You can make your community bigger in spirit and a better place to live if you take an active part in the many jobs that need your help. The National Automobile Dealers Association urges all of us to work for at least one community goal. This is Brad Crandall in just 1 minute, Monitor News on the Hour.
Radio and television coverage of Gemini Splashdown now scheduled for 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow. Follow it on NBC.
Walking between these Michelob lagering tanks is an awe-inspiring experience. On both sides of you, almost as far as the eye can see, 30,000 gallon tanks of Michelob beer just sit there aging. Every day between 3 and 6 p.m., the Michelob brewmaster comes here and tests Michelob for taste, clarity, and natural carbonation. Anheuser-Busch is very strict about Michelob quality, and we're proud of it.
Excellence. Only American excellence could produce Michelob, the great American beer. Brewed with the finest barley and the most fragrant imported hops that money can buy, Michelob is also created with far more care. A great draft beer since 1896, Michelob is now sold in distinctive bottles, too. Now you can enjoy it at home, as well as in the finest restaurants. Michelob, the great American beer from the great American brewer, Anheuser-Busch. Start your day with Big Wilson on the Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.